Proclamation number 8950 of 8th of March, 1965. Unusual knowledge transfer. You could not report out of yourselves about things which are close to your earthly knowledge, which were foreign to you until that time when my spirit could work in you. And this must be proof to yourselves as well as to all who take note of it, of a power which wants to express itself, because you cannot simply deny such knowledge, because you cannot produce proof to the contrary. But you are nevertheless not forced to believe it, because such a belief would be futile. But you should try to fathom that strength which gives you an account of the kingdom which lies beyond your earthly sphere. You should take note of the fact that a Bang expresses itself which wants to give you light about everything that is still hidden to you, because you can only be released from your spiritual blindness, which imprisons your spiritual eye, through knowledge of an unusual kind. Where limits are set to human intellectual thinking, there these limits will be exceeded through enlightenments which my spirit holds in store for you, but which, again, will only be grasped by those who want to gain insight into the area which is mostly denied as existing, but which, in truth, is the real world. And to those I reveal myself through my spirit by first imparting to them the knowledge about their outcome and the aim, by giving them knowledge about their existence as a human being, about their past transgressions against me and about the path of return to me. Otherwise than through the work of my spirit in man, no knowledge can be given to you about it, and also this work in you is dependent on the fulfillment of certain conditions, but all of you could fulfill these conditions, because I want to make every individual happy, if he just lets himself be made happy. But people lack the desire for correct, truthful enlightenment, and this is the sign of too firm a bond with the earthly world, which does not allow such thoughts to arise in them, and therefore they continue to walk along in spiritual blindness. And so also the process of an unusual imparting of knowledge is unbelievable for you men. You are easily inclined to put it down as religious raving or own fantasy, and also let yourselves be little impressed by the content, because no desire drives you to it to know the pure truth. Although it would be beneficial for all of you to learn about all processes in the spiritual kingdom before your existence as man, so that you would now know about the meaning of earth life. But because every compulsion is eliminated, so as not to take away your free will, I can only ever give you knowledge of it. Whether you want to believe it or not, that is up to you. But if you consider that your life is not over with the death of your body, if you only wanted to believe this and that, you then have to resign yourselves to the fate which earthly life has brought you, then you would certainly go through it more responsibly. You would also unhesitatingly accept that knowledge which truly gives you information about everything that moves your thoughts. And you would establish the bond with me yourselves, who is the source of that spiritual knowledge, myself, because the darkened state in which you find yourselves lasts for me when you walk across the earth without a light. Because everything what is and exists around you still proves to you a creator, and the legal order, which you are able to recognize, proves to you that this creator is a thinking being, that he himself is a wheel and therefore is to be addressed as the power, which is subject to everything. But that this power is to be found in another area, which you are to strive for, because it is your true home. And to already know something about this kingdom, that you should all make an effort for, because everyone is considered according to his desire. Amen.